Very good morning. It's KX93.5. It is Laguna's only FM. And today is World Mental Health Day, whatever that means to you. Because I'll tell you what, I don't. If there's a family out there that hasn't got some connection to an issue centred on mental health, well, I'd like to know who they are. Because, frankly, we've all got some baggage to carry around. And our lovely guest this morning is Mara James. Hello, Mara.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you nervous?
Oh, no.
Because you know that being nervous is a serious mental health issue around here.
Yeah, I'm meditating over here.
We don't allow it. And Mara, you have an organisation. Tell us about the organisation first, the Extraordinary Lives Foundation.
So our mission is to support paediatric mental health and wellness. And one of our visions is to have May recognized and celebrated as Mental Health Awareness Month, the same way that October is for breast cancer awareness. Did you know that 47% of people out there have mental health challenges, where only 1% have breast cancer?
Huh.
Yeah.
Right, but that gets a lot of... it's out there in the open, isn't it? Breast cancer has become... Actually, it started, I'm sure, you know, the breast is a thing, isn't it? So when I was a kid, I'm sure, growing up, breast cancer was kind of hushed up. People didn't want to talk about it because it was about boobies. Well, mental health, same kind of thing. So yep. I'm sure that's the reason why people don't talk about it too much. There's a... what's the word I'm looking for?
Stigma.
A stigma attached to it.
This is how long we've been together, right, to answer your question.
You can say the words that I can't think of. But there is a stigma attached to it, which, you know, is a shame and just gets in the way of helping people. So how did you get involved with this? What's your background?
So about 3 years ago, out of the blue, I experienced a manic episode and was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Okay.
What I used to refer to as my manic month of May, I now call my magical month of May.
Is this why you want May to be the mental health month?
No, I don't want it to be. It's been proclaimed by the President of the United States.
You're kidding me.
Ironically, nope.
Well, if anybody needs to know about mental health issues, it's him.
Amen.
So, but you need, are you having, we've got a day, now we'd like to...
May has been proclaimed, okay. And so our vision is to host baseball games at Major League Baseball stadiums to recognize and celebrate it. We had an event this year at Padres Stadium and Angel Stadium, and next year we're looking to do a much bigger event at Angel Stadium.
So you've had your own issues with mental health, and this is what inspired you to create this organization. Tell us a bit more about the organization itself.
So we just released our first book called The Power of Piggy Bear, and this character is going to bring love and light to children around the world, and she's going to teach them mindful breathing and to teach them how to do it through their belly, not their chest, which actually increases anxiety, and mindful breathing through the belly actually decreases it.
So I'm looking at the book now. It's a lovely looking book. It's about a little piggy, so it's perfect for kids of, probably 3 years and up, I would think.
Yeah.
Is the idea that you can catch this early and empower them early?
Absolutely.
So it's not a problem later in life.
Right. We believe that this whole opioid epidemic, there's issues underlying that by 10 years old can be
But people are trying to sort of self-medicate with these drugs later on in life.
Absolutely.
So I was talking to a guy yesterday who's a young man in his early 20s. He's got ADD, all right? So he gets anxious and distracted and can't focus. I've suffered with this all my life, but it was never diagnosed as anything, really, because... You know, I grew up, it was black and white when I grew up. You know, the whole world was black and white, and it was the dark ages. But he was saying, and I'm sure this is probably true for a lot of people, certainly with anxiety issues, is that the anxiety never goes away, but the coping mechanisms, the way you can, when you're feeling that feeling, deal with it. And that's what you deal with in this book, isn't it? It's practical advice.
Yes, but I disagree with that. I like the word for ADD or ADHD. We use the word energetic. But there are actually energy healers out there that can really help relieve anxiety.
Okay.
Let me give you a quick example. Use my husband. He's an OBGYN right here in Laguna Beach, and he had suffered from severe anxiety when he's traveling. Always wanted to be at the airport 3 or 4 hours early. And we didn't want to change our lifestyle because of his craziness, quote unquote. So I asked him to go to my hypnotherapist, and he finally agreed. And after one session, he healed it. So he calls me the next morning after surgery, and he says, I just finished surgery. And instead of rushing back to the office, I'm going to grab a cup of coffee. So you say you can't be healed? I beg to differ.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that I think that, you know, some of these things will come back, and you need ways to
cope.
I mean, hypnotherapy is a great example. I've had lots of hypnotherapy, and they teach you methods.
You've hypnotherapied.
I have hypnotherapied.
Yes.
What do you mean?
For smoking.
Yes, I did for smoking. I did, and I don't smoke cigarettes anymore.
It's beautiful.
My hypnotherapist made the mistake of saying, why don't you get a vape thing, though?
Well, yeah, that was the problem.
That was his mistake.
Which is now even worse.
But he didn't deal with the underlying issue of why you were smoking.
No, he didn't want to. It was too dark.
Let's
and
deal
horrible.
With it now.
He didn't want
to.
Yeah.
I'll introduce you to my hypnotherapist.
Can I tell you about my childhood?
We don't have that much time.
But the book is lovely, and it does really give the kids like breathing exercises and stuff to physically do in the world. Rather than, you know, you can talk about the underlying reasons all you like, but when you're in that moment, you need ways to cope and move on to the next thing and maintain relationships and do the things that need to be done.
Well, it also empowers them. I mean, not often do kids say out loud, I am awesome, you know, I rule. And this encourages them to do that. So do you have any examples of it being read by kids yet and seeing differences?
Well, we just released, but what we're doing is a crowdfunding right now, and we're gathering money to donate the book to all Orange County elementary schools, public and private. And so once we get that and we get them into the schools, we'll start looking and seeing the differences that it's making.
Yeah, so tell us about the crowdfunding. What is your goal? Where can people go? That sort of thing.
So our goal is to raise $17,000 to cover the production costs and to get the books out there. They can log on to www.piggie, spelled P-I-G-G-I-E, bear, B-E-A-R.com, and any amount will do. And it'll be great to help get the books there. We have Capo USD, who has agreed to distribute them to 37 elementary schools. Huh. And we're really excited to get her out there. And she's just this adorable, loving creature that's going to bring lots of love and light. And
she's a little teddy, little piggy teddy bear.
She's a piggy teddy.
She's a piggy bear.
Yeah.
Piggy bear? Is that what you
piggy
call
bear.
It?
Piggy
yes.
bear.
Right.
Piggy bear.
She's cute.
Yeah.
So is there anything else on Mental Health Awareness Day that you feel that people should do or be aware of or take note of in their own lives or whatever?
Yes. So after my episode, I was luckily introduced to holistic healing. And for a year and a half, I went on a holistic healing journey. And I've been lucky to be weaned off of all my medication. And I just want people to know that medication is great, but there are alternatives. Or in addition to it, there's holistic healing. Besides the yoga, meditation, and acupuncture, there's energy healers, hypnotherapists. And if anybody has any issues, they want to talk to me about it, they could go on to our website, www.el.foundation. Love to speak to them. I have this 18-year-old who was diagnosed with Asperger's and ADHD at the age of 6, and he's been doing a lot of holistic healing, and he's off all of his ADHD medicine down to a very little amount of his anxiety medicine, and it's just been amazing.
Wonderful.
Great. Well, you're doing wonderful work in the community. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's really lovely. So, Mara Jones, what was the website again, quickly?
www.el.foundation.
Right.
And piggybear.com.
Right. And for Piggy Bear, www.piggybear.com for the crowdfunding.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in. Let us come back and let us know how things are going and be in touch with us. Here's the Rolling Stones and Crazy Mama for you.
Ah, Crazy Mama.